Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. A warm and sunny day is unfolding across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear and Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle sea breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortably mild, a lovely day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that Hamas is exploiting instability around the Israel-US-Iran ceasefire talks to maintain its power. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that the Iranian parliament's chairman claims Hezbollah's unity is crucial to the Lebanon ceasefire. Also this hour, UN Net reports progress in US-Iran talks as Pakistan's army chief visits Tehran amid Lebanon's ceasefire efforts. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights the Iranian parliament's stance on Hezbollah's role in the Lebanon ceasefire. And finally, Axios states that a U.S. official says Trump would welcome an end to hostilities between Israel and Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Iran may allow vessels to cross the Strait of Hormuz safely under a new initiative with the U.S. Barak Ravid, a journalist, mentioned earlier today that Israel's security cabinet ended a meeting without deciding on a Lebanon ceasefire. U.S. Central Command posted recently that an Iranian cargo vessel attempted to evade a blockade, but the USS Spruance intercepted it successfully. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hamas's strategy. According to Walla, Hamas is leveraging the uncertainty created by the ceasefire discussions to solidify its position in Gaza. Experts suggest this strategy could hinder diplomatic progress in the region, complicating future negotiations for peace. Turning to Iran's parliament and Hezbollah, Israel Hayom reports that the Iranian leadership views Hezbollah as integral to maintaining a ceasefire in Lebanon. This reflects Iran's broader strategy of regional influence through allied groups, which may increase tensions with Israel. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights that U.S.-Iran talks are advancing, with Pakistan playing a mediating role. The discussions aim to establish a framework for peace in Lebanon. However, Israel remains cautious, fearing any deal might undermine its security concerns. On the diplomatic front, Axios notes that former President Trump supports a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This stance aligns with broader U.S. efforts to stabilize the region, potentially easing tensions if a truce holds. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that Israel's shekel is exhibiting impressive resilience, reaching levels not seen in 30 years. This strength highlights Israel's economic stability amid regional turmoil. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that the SEC has overhauled day trading rules, benefiting retail investors. This change could encourage more Israeli investors to engage in the U.S. markets. And finally, CTEC notes that Israeli startups will soon showcase their innovations in New York. This event underscores Israel's strong presence in the global tech industry, promising opportunities for collaboration and growth. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.